Today, we'll finish up our summertime visit to the High Plains Food Bank in Amarillo with a look at water-saving methods used by the gardeners in charge, Justin and Kara Young, and their summer intern staff. The one-acre garden is amazingly prolific, providing well over 15,000 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables each growing season. They showed me around the growing space on a hot August morning during one of the driest times on record for the Texas Panhandle and the Great Plains in general. Naturally, our talk turned to water and the difficulties faced in providing enough moisture for the multitude of plants they deal with. The garden is on the city water system and utilizes several methods of conservation in order to keep the water bills as low as possible. Consequently, drip systems are in abundance. Indeed, a network of black plastic hose is evident throughout the space, and one of the main jobs for the staff is keeping the lines open and unclogged from the mineral deposits that build up in the little emitters that spray onto the base of the plants. Mulching is another task that pays off in lower water usage, and a cover crop of winter rye is recycled as a grassy mat in the rows of vegetables to keep weeds down and the watered soil from drying out. Kara and Justin also utilize the concept of lasagna gardening, layering mulch, grass, or straw to save watering and weeding chores. Two of the biggest rain barrels I've ever seen caught my eye at the edge of a large adjacent warehouse. The tanks in this water catchment system each hold 10,000 gallons of water that is caught and stored from the flat roof of the neighboring building. Another water-saving feature that was new to me was an herb spiral. This self-sustaining system of watering from the top down features a raised bed that spirals down with herbs that require less water at the top and thirstier plants toward the bottom. Since my visit, I've done some investigation of herb spirals, and I plan to revisit this concept in a future Growing on the High Plains show. Some other revolutionary water-saving techniques that are in the planning stages at the High Plains Food Bank Garden involve wicking beds and the use of mycorrhizal fungus. Wicking beds involve building a reservoir base of a planting area that is periodically flooded to provide moisture to an upper layer of soil, mulch, and plants. Though root vegetables work best with more traditional planting methods, a wicking bed is a highly efficient use of water for leafy and top-fruiting vegetables. Introducing mycorrhizal fungus to good garden soil creates an ideal growing medium for broadleaf plants. Basically, the beneficial fungi attach to the roots of a plant and expand the root system. This creates a mass of hairy roots that then better utilize the soil resources, reduce plant stress, and improve water management. My visit to the High Plains Food Bank sent me back home with lots of new ideas about fresh food production and gardening in general. If you're in the Amarillo area, why not pay them a visit at 815 South Ross and see what's on tap for the next growing season? And if you're a listener who'd like to take a tour of the garden from your armchair or desktop, you can see some of the people and things we've been talking about the past 3 weeks by visiting our website at hppr.org.